Now, Margaret Mills is back with me this afternoon, and I think that this afternoon you're going to be talking about piracy and smuggling.
Indeed I am, yes.
Right, and in what connection?
Well, Scott, Essex, and particularly the area round between the Crouch and the Blackwater, has had a long tradition of piracy and smuggling. The marshes at Essex were perfect places, really, to conceal illegal goings-on, shall we say. And one of the things that was noticeable about the marshes is there was a number of very deep ditches, which effectively deterred people from taking a moonlight stroll or an evening walk across the marshes. Therefore, anybody who was up to no good would be reasonably sure that they could get on with their activities without being disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
There were a number of smugglers who were actually brought to the attention of the authorities. One of them was a well-known pirate called Fiddler.
Is that his real name? Or was that a nickname?
That was his nickname. It was only found out some time afterwards that his real name was Hines.
Hines?
Yes, but he was known as...
Lots of variety there.
I was 57, in fact.
Yeah.
Yes, Hines was apparently his real name. But he was an extremely successful pirate.
Mm.
But like most pirates, his luck eventually ran out and he was caught. And he was actually taken to London to be hung. And a place in Greenhithe, where he was hung, has been afterwards known as Fiddler's Point.
Well, I never. Amazing.
So in death, fame. But there were other pirates as well. There was one called Blythe, who was known as the king of the smugglers. He was so successful.
Mm.
There was another well-known smuggler in Essex called John Pixley. Now, John Pixley, you might say, was a wise man because he actually saw the light, gave up smuggling, and decided to do what they used to refer to as turning king's evidence or queen's evidence and actually implicating several of his fellow pirates and smugglers on condition that he himself would go free. And the customs and excise men were quite happy to cut a deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's said that afterwards he himself became an excise man.
Grief.
So a bit like... You know, poacher turned gamekeeper,
absolutely. Amazing. Incredible.
Absolutely. It's also interesting how many churches in Essex are documented as being used to store contraband goods.
No, that I can believe.
Mm.
Yeah.
Even the little chapel, the Chapel of St. Peter at Bradwell, which is known by many, many people and visited by many people, was apparently a smuggler's haunt.
Well, I seem to recall that St. Clement Danes Church in Leigh-on-Sea, that the chief vicar there was also the chief pirate, or not pirate, but smuggler, and they were connected with the Smackin public house down in Old Leigh.
Very much so. There's certainly Essex has a very long tradition of piracy and smuggling. And in fact, in the 18th century, just outside Malden, a whole boatload of customs and excise men were found with their throats cut.
Oh, goodness me. Right. Well, they were only doing their duty. Sorry.
Well,
that's
no.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, apart from that joke, that's not how the smugglers saw it.
No, of course not.
They have heard that joke,
that might be my
there probably would have been your throat cut. Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So are you staying with piracy and smuggling, or are you moving on next week?
No, I'm moving on. I'm bringing in a little bit of Shakespearean class.
Oh, right.
And it's the Essex connection with Shakespeare.
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.